far away on a hillside grew a forest of trees, little and big, young and old, tall and short. The trees were very happy with life on the hillside. They loved the warm sun of summer, the cool spring, the gorgeous reds and golds of fall, and the glistening snow of winter. Sometimes they spoke of the future, of the things they would like to do and be when they grew up. In this forest, there was a mother tree and her three children. One little tree said, "When I grow up, I should like to be a baby's cradle. I have seen people come into the forest carrying babies in their arms. I think a baby is the sweetest thing I have ever seen. I would love to be made into a baby's bed." The second tree spoke, "That would not please me at all. I want to be something important. I would like to be a great ship, strong and stately. I would like to cross many waters and carry cargoes of gold." The third little tree stood off by himself, deep in thought, but he did not speak. "And what would you like to be?" asked Mother Tree. "Have you no dream for the future?" "No dream," said the little tree. "I only want to stand on this hillside and point men to God. What could a tree do better than that?" Mother Tree looked at him fondly. "What indeed?" she said. Years passed, and the trees grew up to be beautiful, tall trees. One day, men came to the forest and cut down the first little tree. "I wonder whether I shall be made into a baby's cradle now. Oh, I hope so. I have waited so long," he whispered. But the little tree was not made into a cradle. Instead, it was cut into rough pieces and carelessly put together to form a manger in Bethlehem. The little tree was heartbroken. "I do not like this at all," he cried. "This is not what I planned, to be shoved into a dark cave with no one to see me but cattle." But God, who loves little trees, whispered, "Wait, I will show you something." And he did. There were shepherds out in the field, watching their flocks, when an angel of the Lord came and said, "I bring you good tidings of great joy, for a Savior is born, Christ the Lord, and this shall be a sign for you. You will find the baby lying in a manger." When the angels were gone away, the shepherds said, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this baby." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. In the stillness of the night, God's own Son, Jesus, was placed in the manger. The manger quivered with delight. "Oh, this is wonderful," he whispered. "In all my dreams, I never thought to hold a baby like this. This is better than all my planning. Why, I'm part of a miracle." And out on the hillside, the trees of the forest clapped their hands because their brother, the little manger, had seen his wish come true.
Now, would you sing "Away in the Manger" with me?
"Away in a manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus laid down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay."
Months passed, and men came to the forest to cut down the second tree. I wonder if I shall be made into a great ship, he thought. I've waited so long. Now perhaps I shall do great things I have dreamed about. But the little tree did not do great things. He was not made into a great ship, but he became a tiny fishing boat, owned by a simple fisherman named Peter. The little boat was so unhappy. One day he sat in the lake, thinking about it all, while Peter washed his nets. To think that my life has come to this, he said. Just a little fishing boat. And Peter isn't even a very good fisherman. But God, who loves little trees, whispered, wait, I will show you something. And he did. Out of the crowd by the lake came a man named Jesus, who climbed into the boat and began to teach the people. He spoke words of love and wisdom and meaning so that the people and the little boat listened eagerly. When he finished, he told Peter to take the boat out into the deep water and let down his net. When Peter pulled in the net, there were so many fish, the net broke. The little boat trembled, not from the weight of the fish, but from the excitement in his heart. This is wonderful, he whispered. In all my dreams, I never thought to carry a cargo like this. I am part of a miracle. This is better than all my planning. And out on the hillside, all the trees of the forest clapped their hands because their brother, the boat, had his dream come true.
It's saying, I will make you fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. If you follow me, if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men if you follow me.
Time went by, and men came to the forest to cut down the third little tree. This was the tree that just wanted to stand on the hill and point men to God. He was so unhappy as the axe cut into his heart. I do not want to go down into the valley, he cried. Why couldn't men just leave me alone? But men did not leave the little tree alone. They tore away his branches. They cut into his bark and to his very heart. They cut him apart, and they put his pieces together again in the form of a rough cross. The little tree quivered in horror. This is terrible, he whispered. They're going to hang someone. Oh, I never wanted this to happen to me. I only wanted to point men to God. This is just awful. But God, who loves little trees, whispered, wait, I will show you something. And he did. One day, outside Jerusalem, a great crowd gathered. Jesus was in their midst, and a man named Simon was commanded to carry the cross. And when they came to a place called Calvary, there they nailed Jesus to the cross and crucified him. The cross shuddered beneath its weight of agony and shame. Then suddenly a miracle happened. Jesus cried with a loud voice, "It is finished!" And he gave up his spirit. And the curtain of the temple was torn from top to bottom. The earth shook, and the rocks broke, and those watching said, "Truly this was the Son of God." The little tree that had become a rough cross heard floating down from heaven the echo of a remembered promise. "And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me." And the cross began to understand. "This is wonderful," he whispered. "I am part of a miracle. In all my dreams, I never thought to point men to God in this way. This is better than all my planning." And so it was, for hundreds of trees stood on the hillside through the years, but not one of them has ever been able to point people to God. Only the cross of Calvary can do that. And out on the hillside, all the trees of the forest bowed their heads and thanked God because their brother, the cross, had known fulfillment.
Let's sing the old rugged cross. On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross, where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown.
At Christmas, we look at our trees, we see gifts under them, but we need to remember the best gift ever given was when God gave his son, Jesus, to come to this earth as a baby, to grow up and die on the cross to pay for our sins. The best gift we can ever give is to ask Jesus to come into our life and live with us every day. Then God will work out the very best for our lives, just as he did for the trees, because God's way is always best.
A manger, a tiny fishing boat, a rugged cross, all insignificant in their own right, but God took each one of them and made it a part of the greatest miracle ever. Let's repeat, "For God so loved the world," again. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Tonight, we are celebrating the greatest miracle ever. There is no story more important to tell, to receive, to believe. We aren't here just to listen to a beautiful story, but to celebrate God's love, God's presence, and God's hope for the world. Tonight, if you have received and believe this true story, rejoice. Tonight, if you want to believe this true story, begin to hope. Put your faith in God and his true love. Tell God that you've changed your mind and you are believing him. Tonight, if you are struggling with feelings of insignificance and hopelessness, See how God can make simple objects and insignificant people and turn them into significant parts in his plan to take this world back from Satan's hold and to make it a significant part of God's eternal kingdom of truth, righteousness, and love. Because God's way is always best.